Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side guard position, and Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap at his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Sings it late for the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Chiefs are going for it. Fourth and goal at the 2. 10-19 to go, third quarter, 7-7 tie. Hunt, the running back. Snap to Mahomes. Retreating, moving to his right. Now pump faking, throws it late, wide open, touchdown! Kansas City, Kareem Hunt has his 18th receiving touchdown. The Chiefs take the lead on the second touchdown of the night for Kareem Hunt.
Those are the highlights. That's the voice. Mitch Holtis, your voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joins us every Friday at 7:15. Today, loaded guest show. Underrated guest show here today. Dayton Hughes, 7:15. Josh Briscoe joins the show at 8:30. And Klingler, he'll join the show. Saw him last night. Said, so you're going to do the show tomorrow morning? He goes, not a chance, man. Get out of here. Like, I was like, oh, all right. He was all business. Good to see Kling last night as well.
Slapped some mayo on his hot dog last night for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the phone getting everything
ready.
Oh, yeah.
He's very ready. Busy during the game. He's very busy. He's focused. He's very busy.
Yeah, he definitely stays focused. Yeah. I wonder if Mitch told him that when you guys were doing the show.
No, I don't think he ever did, no.
Huh. Feel attacked. I'll tell you what. Victor Wembanyama, what are his odds now? Because he did it again last night, Mac. I think he had, 24 and 15? And
he took eight shots. He had 24 points.
Well, he only had one block.
Eight shots, and he had scored 24 points last night.
He was 10 of 10 from the free throw line, I think, as well.
But even still, I mean, that's you're going almost perfect from the floor in something like that. Yep. You know, again, that's pitch efficient. It's better than scoring 50. How many shots did you put up? Well, 70, but, you know, and 30 came at the line, so you made 10 of your 50 shots. That's very good. So, Wemby, obviously, with the MVP, and I would assume Mahomes is now the clear favorite to win the MVP in the NFL, right? Yeah. Like, we don't need to continue to watch what's going on to say he's the favorite, right?
Because when we told everybody at the, you know, week two, I think when the Chiefs had lost, is either that or I think it might have been the Giants game. I think it was the Giants game. Mahomes is sitting at the odds of plus 1,000 to be the MVP. Just like we told you in the day before the NBA started, take Wembanyama to be MVP. It's, you know, plus 1,200 right now. He has the second best odds at plus 275, SGA at plus 200. You move over to the NFL and you look at the awards that will be handed out later in the end of the season. Patrick Mahomes now sits atop of the lead still, but now it is plus 115 for Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP.
It's basically even money right now for Patrick Mahomes to get the MVP.
Josh Allen at plus 350 and Drake May at plus 500. The next closest is Matthew Stafford at plus 1,200. And yes, to be answering to your questions, Daniel Jones has better odds than Jonathan Taylor to win MVP.
Exactly.
Daniel Jones 16-1, Jonathan Taylor 22-1.
It's insane.
Or 20-1, depending on where you get your odds.
But I wouldn't be mad if they gave the MVP this year to Jonathan Taylor and not Patrick Mahomes. But if they give it to another quarterback over Patrick Mahomes at this point in time, it is a ridiculous award if they do that. Jonathan Taylor's, I mean, that's the reason why, Dusty. I think the Colts are sitting where they are. I mean, Daniel Jones is still Daniel Jones at the end of the day, right?
Well, I did hear a good point on that discussion yesterday. It was like, well, you know, what's the biggest change the Colts made this season? And it was Daniel Jones. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor was on that team last season. So I don't know how much that actually means, but as far as the MVP is concerned, that's a huge part of the narrative, too.
It is, and that's a fair point.
I guess Ty Warren doesn't get any love either.
Yeah, Ty Warren. I mean, how good has he been, right? I mean,
incredible.
Fantastic. And their defense has been good, too. I mean, you know, they're just a good football team at this point in time. I would love to see Patrick win the MVP, obviously, but if we take him out of the equation, I'd love it to be somebody different. Like, Myles Garrett could be the MVP of this league. I mean, he may be the best football player overall behind Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. He's just spectacular. And what Jonathan Taylor's doing this season is nothing short of remarkable either.
You could also have the conversation that goes back to the root of the discussion, which is who is more valuable to their team. And the answer is Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
There's no
every
doubt.
Time. So,
no doubt.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yep. It sucks. It sounds biased, but if Daniel Jones isn't on the Colts, are they 7-1? Probably not. But are they 5-2 or are they 5-3?
Yeah.
Maybe. If Patrick Mahomes isn't on this team, are the Chiefs 5-3 and fighting for a playoff chance and all this? No, it's just not happening. And the reason why Patrick Mahomes is so valuable is because of his improvisational skills. And last night, the two big plays to Travis Kelce, I guess, somewhat were improvised. And you saw how much time he had to throw. And I think Mahomes said in his press conference after the game that, you know, that play that Travis caught way down the field, or maybe it was, you know, another play, you know, wasn't the actual route, but it had gone on so long. And I think he said the move, you just have to make a ball play. Like, you just have to be a ball player there. And, like, he was out there to block and kind of lead. And then all of a sudden he saw that Mahomes was, all right, it's dead. And then he just does a move, gets open, and Mahomes finds him. The touchdown to Kareem Hunt, that was not his call. How many times are you going to see Kareem Hunt catch a touchdown? Probably maybe one more time this year. Kareem's role is, if it's 1 yard, right up the middle, running in the end zone, that's your role. Third and short, fourth and short, that's his role. He improvised that play, got things going, and then the play to Rashee Rice on 2nd and 17. Like, the magic of Mahomes is evidently obvious this year, and it looks smooth. Now, I know there were the two interceptions in the game. One was a tip pass. The other one was down the sideline, and they made a great play on it. But again, like, watching Mahomes this year have a full rapport of targets, you see what it looks like.
You really do, and it's better than it's ever been before. And I don't mean this in any sort of comparison whatsoever. Mahomes, the way that he is playing right now, reminds me like when we were kids, and we used to just go out on the field and just F around, right? We didn't have plays. We didn't do anything. I was steady quarterback. Everybody else would just go, just get out there and run routes, and we'd run around, and you just make things up as you go. He's playing like a kid is what I'm getting at, and he's having a lot of fun doing it, clearly, and his improvisational skills are a big reason why they won that game last night. I think on every major play last night, Patrick Mahomes was doing something off script. You know, the Travis Kelce play for some 40 yards or whatever that ended up being, that was remarkable. And that one is really a lot on Travis Kelce as well, because he was supposed to stay in and block. And he's in blocking. He sees his quarterback is looking around trying to find something, so he just slips out. Mahomes sees him. Boom. That's an improvisational type of play. And I would love to know what percentage of the plays and the completions that happen in a game for the Chiefs are what they were supposed to be versus what happened. And I don't know if we could ever get a number on that, and what percentage of the plays are kind of off script or broken down or weren't what they were supposed to be. But I guarantee you it's a very high percentage. And I think that's when kind of Patrick Mahomes is at his best, when he's able to go out there and make plays happen and make that magic happen like we've seen in the past. And he has the weapons that he can do that with now, because he knows eventually Brown, Worthy, Rice, Kelce, Hunt, whoever is going to get open, and he's going to be able to find them. And no other quarterback in the league has the ability to do what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and find these guys. And, you know, the Rashee Rice one on 2nd and 17, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt in the end zone. Like you mentioned, he doesn't score touchdown passes. You know, he runs the football. Mahomes finds him in the end zone because he's improvising. That's what we have back now. We've got Mahomes magic back here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think the best part about it is that the players that are around him that are the skill set players are also understanding to be improvised on their play. Because, hey, we all want to be scripted and it looks great because you put it together like a well-oiled machine. But that's, you know, it's football. There's a bunch of great athletes on the field that are going to see a lot of the same things.
Right.
And they're going to understand where things happen. And when you're able to kind of reverse the script and be like, yeah, that quarterback who's, you know, insanely talented when he has to just improvise, now his skill set players are even more, I guess, skilled when you look at the fact that they're now able to get on this weird same sort of algorithm with him to understand that they can do it, he can do it, we can do it together, and then it is unstoppable. Because, like you said, a pitcher throwing a shutout is, he's got you guessing. You don't know what pitch is coming. You can't see it. You know, it's hard to say that every 9 guys that come up to hit are having an off night. Maybe that guy's just better than you because he has something that you don't know what's coming.
Right.
And, you know, we see when pitchers do tip pitches, it's atrocious. We saw Max Scherzer pitch against the Royals, and they won like 20-1 or something, 20-2 or whatever that game was. I can't even remember. It was a lot of runs. And when your receivers are able to be like, okay, like 3-second clock in my head, if it's not coming my way or the play, he's still back there running, all right, I'm going to go wherever his first move is. And then Mahomes is like, boom, I can see it. Because the offensive line was causing that early because they were getting blown up on the left
Jalen
side.
Moore was getting blown up on the left side, and then it settled down. Yeah, Andy 100%. Must have said something to him on the side. Hey, you better start playing better. Yes, sir. And that's, go out there and do it.
And I think that's the best part is how improvisational they are. And like we always talk about, you know, guys, what are you going to do to stop this defense? Pray.
Yeah.
Danon Hughes, who joins us in about 5 minutes, will say the same thing. And last night the Manning cast was on, and they had Devontae Adams on. Here's what he said about the offense.
I'm not even so sure they run real plays sometimes. I think sometimes they get out there and just get open, and he just starts finding people. I got to ask somebody that. I've been meaning to ask one of the receivers over there, like, do y'all actually call plays in the huddle, or is it just like scramble, and then I'll find somebody and you know, do some crazy stuff?
I mean, I didn't hear that before I said it. Reminded me of being kids on the playground and just doing the improv out there. Because I don't watch the Manning cast when the Chiefs are on. I'll watch the Manning cast for basically every other Monday night game when they have it, because I just don't care that much about the game. Obviously, with the Chiefs, you care about the game and you want to see what's going on from that standpoint. But I did not hear anything on the Manning cast last night. But Devontae Adams is 100% right, because I had the same thought. So I'm having the same thought that this NFL wide receiver is having, who's in offenses, who knows how to run plays, and he's looking at it, he's going, I don't even think they call plays. I think they just run around and get open. I wonder how many of those are happening out there. I'm sure probably not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Many of those, I'm sure everything is pretty scripted out, but it just goes to show you how good they are at everything that they do, that an unscripted, you know, fire drill type of play looks so spectacularly awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.